This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. As more people get on bikes, especially those over 45 years old, bike-related deaths have gone up 12.2% on U.S. streets and highways, and hospital emergency rooms report a 28% increase in bike-related traumatic injuries over 15 years. A poll from the Associated Press finds that 68% of Americans think weather disasters are worsening, and 46% believe that is due to climate change. The EPA has buckled to demands by environmentalists, including the Texas Campaign for the Environment, and ordered two big corporations to pay $115 million to clean up a toxic waste dump that spread pollution during Hurricane Harvey. Two main Palestinian factions signed a reconciliation agreement in Cairo, offering hope for a united Palestinian front that could achieve progress and perhaps peace. For unknown reasons, President Trump upbraided Puerto Rico and its political leadership, threatening to pull federal support only 3 weeks after the hurricane. Since the North American Free Trade Agreement took effect in 1994, U.S. trade with Mexico and Canada has more than tripled, growing more rapidly than American trade elsewhere in the globe. The Scottish company BrewDog allows 1 week paid leave for workers who adopt a puppy, and several American companies offer bereavement days when pets die. The U.S. withdrew from UNESCO, claiming it owes $500 million and citing what it calls an anti-Israel bias, seemingly because the organization had accepted Palestine as a member. Scientists have found there is no biological basis for skin color, but instead it is based on genetic adaptation almost 1 million years ago before Homo sapiens and shared by population groups all over the world. Color may have been impacted by evolution, but developed through a mutation, not because of evolution. Subway delays in New York City add up to $307 million in lost work time in a year. Polling indicates that in the 3 weeks of Trump attacks against the NFL, where both Clinton and Trump voters had shown 60% support for the league, with only 20% unfavorable, now Trump voters are only half as favorable and Clinton voters have maintained their support. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.